Welcome to Whispers to a Bride, where we talk about the stuff no one else is talking about. We are going deep on the emotional aspects of getting married, the stress, drama, and turbulence that affects your own sense of identity and your closest relationships. We are talking about what it means to be a bride and how to navigate the sacred time with more grace and ease. I'm your host, Kara Gasabe. As a life coach and therapist, I'm going to be sharing super practical tips so that you can not only rise to the occasion of your wedding, but also your life. Hello, hello, and welcome back. Today is such an exciting episode because it is from a listener email. Like, I'm just going to read the email and then give my response. And this episode is called Dresses and Moms. So let's go right in. Let me find the email. Okay. Hi, I got married in September of 2023, and I'm having such bad anxiety because I wish I chose a different dress. And I'm having major dress regret. I only took my mom dress shopping and I weighed her opinion too heavily. And now it's eating at me because I would do anything to redo it. Oh, Lordy. Okay. If you have listened to this podcast for a minute, or even if you haven't, look back because I do have episodes on the dress and just the craziness of dress shopping and episodes on regret. I think it's called Regret Proof Your Wedding. But yeah, just search back through the episodes for those two if this is something that you're struggling with. Because I really go into this whole concept, and I have ones on mothers and daughters, right? Because we got all the things happening in this. But this episode, we will quickly touch on these elements and how we can reframe them. Because what we can't do is redo the wedding dress situation, right? We can't go back. So what can we do instead? What's the next best thing from hitting rewind on our life and like redoing it? And that is my first instinct when I read this really tender, really sweet, vulnerable email, which thank you so much for sending it, is like, first, be nice. I want you to be nice. I feel like you're not being nice. I want you to be nice to yourself. There feels like there is this happens to so many of my brides, this sort of like, what do they call it? Monday morning quarterbacking in the sports world that happens where you just look back at your wedding and you just have all the answers and you are just like, well, this should have been this, this should have been that, I should have done this, right? It's so easy to look back at something and then have like all the answers and all the critiques and all the regrets and feeling so dumb. Like, well, why did I do that? That was dumb, right? Like we can all look back at our wedding. I mean, I'm almost 10 years in and I can look back like, what in the hell was I thinking? That was just, I wouldn't choose that now, right? That's only if I let my inner critic drive the bus. And what I also know is that's just a part of me, right? That's just a part of me. There's another part of me that's like, hold on, how would I treat a friend? What would I say to myself if I had my own back? And I'd be like, let's really go back to the actual moment. Did we just do the best we could in the moment with the pressure and stress and headspace and decisions and budget and dynamics that were happening in that moment? Did I probably do the best I could have done? Now I'm in a different moment with a whole different set of information. I'm not quite as impressed with myself, but in that moment, right? Let's be nice to that past version of yourself. You're like Miss Married over the hurdle on the other side of wedding day, feeling your Mrs. little self, but you got to go back to that bridal moment and remember all the pressure, all the stress, all the overwhelm that happens in dress shopping. And we got to be nice to her, just like you would to any other bride going through it. You probably look at her with such tenderness because you're like, oh God, I know what you're going through and it's a lot. And I want you to have that same respect and love and gentle kindness and consideration and like truthiness to your past self as you would to some other woman. And that's the thing. It's not that you're just like, oh, let's just be nice for the sake of being nice. Let's be nice because it was true. You were a different person in that moment than you are now. And so now it's your job. Who are you going to show up as, right? Are you going to show up as a person who's always rude to your past self? Are you going to show up and be tender to her? I think it is so important to cultivate a relationship with your past and future selves that is kind and loving. And then it will allow you to make mistakes and take risks in your life because you know you're not going to beat yourself up about it, right? This whole idea of regret is just so kind of mean, but also kind of sad. Because I know there's a part of you that has this sadness and this longing. And I think that part is because you felt like your mom weighed too heavily in the decision. And that just kind of gets your goat a little bit because obviously, probably I should say, that's not just a one-off moment. You're probably like, oh, I can't believe I did that again. This is sort of always how our relationship goes. And I can't believe I let it happen in that moment that was more important and it should have been more about me, you know? And to that, I also want to tell you, it is a tale as old as time. The mother-daughter dynamic in dress shopping and in wedding planning overall gets real intense and really overwhelming and disorienting because the mom is often very over-identified and invested in the wedding planning process, not in a malicious way, but just out of default. There are so many moms I know that didn't have a lot of control over their own wedding. So they really kind of take all that stored energy from their own wedding experience and try to put it into their daughters because they're like, okay, I'm the mom now. Now I'm in control. But some of the daughters are wanting less control, but they also want to be sweet to their mom and include them in the process. But the way in which that plays out is kind of tricky. And there's that moment that I've talked about on other podcasts between the mothers and the daughters where it's like you spent your whole life trying not to disappoint your mom in most cases. And then it's like with this dress buying, it's like, if I have to kind of make her really happy or make me really happy, should I just kind of right? But I just want you to realize there is no wrong answer. And maybe in your case, you kind of went with mom a little. You kind of went with her excitement or her choice or her opinions, kind of drowned out your own thinking and your own preferences and whatever. And maybe that is a real true fact. And I believe you on that. But how you relate to that real true fact is what matters. Again, I want you to not think I didn't pick the best dress for me that was in the style that I wanted or the shape that I wanted or the vibe or whatever. My dress isn't my most proud moment. And I'm going to be okay with that because what my dress can, the significance that my dress can have is something that you get to decide. So I think a lot of us are programmed to think that our wedding dress, the portrait of us in our wedding dress has to be our most glamorous, our most appealing, our most fabulous, the biggest expression and manifestation of our personal style. Who are we really in the world as a female and having made it, quote unquote, to the wedding day? There's a whole lot of baggage about what it means in this dress. But you're forgetting too that underneath that, your whole identity is shifting. This dress is ushering in a whole going from someone's daughter to someone's wife, the next of kin, the changing relationships. So I'm you know what? It's all right for the dress to be a little bit disorienting and be wait, was that really fully me? Oh no, my dress had a little bit of my mom in it. It had a little me in it, had a little confusion in it, had a little this in it, that. And let that dress, instead of being this a perfection moment of who you are and your style and your beauty and your grace. Okay, that's one idea of what a wedding dress can symbolize and mean. But I think a more realistic and common meaning and manifestation of a wedding dress is really a whole lot of other stuff and a whole lot of other narratives. And I think one way that you could relate to your wedding dress going forward and relate to that choice going forward in a way that is more nuanced and complex and really has space for all of the reality in that moment, which was just that you were feeling a lot of things at once and your mom was right there and she had her opinions and there was this little girl inside of you who probably wanted to make her happy. And maybe it was because in some ways it was the last time that it was you two in this way, right? Can you feel how that just feels different? Your wedding dress could maybe be a swan song of your lifetime of putting your mom's opinion first or assuming that she's right or letting her opinion sort of drown your own voice and instinct and preference out. Maybe that's what this dress can be. It can be this transitional garment of like, And maybe that's like in the future conversations and interactions with your mom, when it starts to feel like it's getting icky and maybe that she's overstepping or that you can't hear yourself and you're confused between what's her and what's you and how much to please her and how much to please you, you go back to the wedding dress and be like, hold on, is this a wedding dress moment? Is this one where I need to step into my own power and into my own instincts, into my own preferences and choices, and let her witness that and have her own feelings of disappointment or let down or whatever about it? Because I've also seen with mothers and daughters that like they can be okay with being disappointed that they don't get their way if they feel that you're choosing you in a really solid and exciting way. They can get joy from that as well. So again, I don't want to go too deep because I don't know the exact dynamics of your mother-daughter relationship, but I just want you to keep those things in mind. When you're thinking about regret and wanting to redo it, you can redo it in re-narrating it, recontextualizing it, re-understanding it, re-digesting it, and just infusing it with a whole different set of meaning. It isn't just, oh my God, I picked the wrong dress because like I listened to my mom. Okay, that's the reductionist, but really there was so much more happening. And we could be so tender to all of those nuances and the variety of pressure and overwhelm and lack of clarity that you had in that moment. I get that you have the clarity now and you want to use it differently, but I'm saying use it to write a story that is truer and more real and always more compassionate and kind and loving to yourself, because that is what will serve you. And that is what will also prevent you from quote unquote making that kind of wedding dress mistake moment again, because that was really just about you maybe not speaking for yourself, not standing for yourself, not stepping forward, overvaluing someone else's opinion to your own. And that's okay. That has kept you safe and in relationship for a long time. And it's a thing that women do all the time. And it's okay. The fact that you're noticing it and you're having an icky feeling just means like, uh-oh, let's really pay attention moving forward. And let's let our wedding dress be a forever symbol in our heart and our mind that like, oh, we matter too. Our choices, our preferences, our taste, our style, our ability to disappoint someone else instead of disappointing ourselves all the time, that matters. And I got to pay attention. I think that is what this regret kind of icky, itchy feeling is really inviting you to do. So I hope that is helpful to you and a reminder to all of you other listeners. If you have an issue like this, you want addressed on a podcast, send me an email, a message on my website, karenmoreen.com, hit me up on Instagram or TikTok, and I will be happy to give you your very own episode. So sending you all the bridal bliss until I see you next time. Take good care.